What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another amazing edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the beginning of another week. Happy Monday, everybody. And on Mondays, like always, we bring you something called Metric Mondays, a little bite-sized piece of information, a short podcast with some great information to help you improve your practice and your life. And today is a great one. If you're looking at your schedule and you're thinking, we don't do this really efficiently, it's not optimized, and it's just not effective, you can fix it all by looking at one number. It's called production per hour. Now, hold tight. I know what you're thinking. I know where you're going to go with this. It's about how much dentistry we can sell to each patient, but no, it's not. It's really an amazing measure to see how you use the schedule and how you can use it better. The bottom line is time is the new rich. We only get so many hours. So my question to you is, how are you going to use those hours when you're at work? Well, today I have an amazing coach that can help you with that question. And her name is Miranda Beeson. And she walks us through the ins and outs of production per hour. Please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy it. And we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Hope you had a great weekend and it is Monday. I hope you're saying it like this. It's Monday, not Monday. Monday is a great day to start the week, and actually it's the day that most of us start our week, our work week anyway. And as always, we do this thing called Metric Mondays, where we give you a bite-sized piece of information that if you use it, now this is a short podcast, you use it, you can make your practice and your life better. And I have my amazing co-host, Director of Education. She's on the leadership team. She is awesome. Her name is Miranda Beeson. Miranda, thanks for being back. I appreciate you as always.
Oh, thanks for having me. If we could be a bright spot in someone's Monday morning, I'm glad to be here.
What'd you put in your coffee? Everything. So like we're fired up, ready to go. If you're like me, you kind of put maybe one extra shot in your Americano on Monday and you're like, let's go. But we're going to do that in the form of a podcast. So today we're going to be talking about production per hour. Now, let me just revisit. We did production per day. Then we did production per visit. But now we're going to be talking about something way different. It's production per hour. Can you explain, Miranda?
Yes. So you're right. We talked about production per visit last week, where we were looking at for each appointment, for each visit that someone is in, what is the average amount of production that's happening. This metric, production per hour, is measuring the average production earned for every clinical hour worked. So this can also be measured by office or by department or provider. So you can look at what is the office's production per hour on average. What is the doctor's? What are the hygienist production per hour on average? And the difference in this metric and the other is they both measure how effectively you're using your appointments, but this one also adds in the impact of how you're using your schedule and schedule optimization. So with time being your most limited and expensive resource, when you have a high production per hour, that's going to tell us that you're doing a really great job of maximizing what's happening during your appointments and your schedule's being optimized to its fullest. You're spending time on the procedures that align with that high value care. So we talked a little bit last time on the production per visit that really leans towards what type of philosophy you have, what type of service mix you might have, what type of treatment planning you, the higher your production per visit, you're probably a more comprehensive or quadrant style practice than tooth by tooth, single fillings, things like that. So this speaks to that as well, but it builds in that component of schedule optimization.
Yeah. And one other thing that I want you to think about, again, this isn't a linear thing. You might be thinking production per hour. It's like how many procedures I can do an hour. There's a certain threshold where you're going to be charging less for the actual procedure, and you're going to start charging more for the care, skill, and judgment, you know, that you have earned at this point. So you're going to be thinking more holistically. So I want you to move away from like, oh, I just need to do more crowns per hour. That's not necessarily true. Can you speak to that?
That's a really great point. No, the intention of looking at these metrics is actually to allow for you to over time build your practice in the other way, where you don't have to do as much because the value of what you're doing when you do it is that much higher. So, you know, one of the things to think about is, you know, how is this different? You know, production per visit, production per hour. You would think, like, let's think hygiene schedule, because I like to give some like practical examples when we're talking about this with teams, and I'm reviewing this data, introducing it sometimes to team members, sometimes even the doctor for the first time as a practice coach. Real life examples are always the easiest way for this to make sense. So if you think about a hygiene schedule, and most people think a hygienist works for 8 hours a day, in most practices, they're seeing eight patients, one every hour. Now, we'll talk about the difference in if you, again, service mix, if you're building in some scaling and root planning, perhaps you're seeing a 90 or a 2 hour new patient visit and you might only see five patients in a day. But let's just assume your 8 hour day as a hygienist, you're seeing eight patients. Most people would think, well, then your production per hour and your production per visit are always going to be the same, right? But no. So when you look at that, that's where the schedule utilization comes into play. If you have a hygienist that can produce, just let's round number it at $1,000 a day. And in an 8 hour day, they're seeing only five patients at $200. So five patients, $200 a day, it gets them to $1,000. But if that person has, you know, three cancellations, and if they're at that much money and they have three cancellations, it's going to actually take it down to $125 per hour. So their PPV might be 200, but their PPH, their production per hour, is only 125. And that's when you're able to start to say, well, what if you didn't have that pitfall of capacity or open time in a hygienist schedule? And they were actually able to have the $200 an hour and per visit. The impact, we've talked over the series of production about the like micro impacts. The micro impact of the difference in that $200 versus the $125 really adds up throughout a month or a year. And so the same thing happens with the doctor's schedule. If you have a cancellation that happens in your schedule, automatically your PPV and your PPH are no longer aligned because the open time in the schedule is no longer utilized. And you can still be doing a really great job of taking advantage of what's happening during your appointments. But if you have that lack in the schedule, you're not optimizing it to its fullest potential anymore.
Yeah. And this is one I can really geek out on. I love what you said, Miranda. Also, you know, you can't budget producing a same number all 8 hours. Like some people are like, well, no, you're going to have 2 hours where you're going to do checks, or maybe 3 hours. The better you get at this, you're going to find that the balance of your production per hour can be done when you like to do it best. And I've seen some of the best. Mm-hmm. They do all their production based on 5 hours a day because, mm-hmm. you know, you just never know what's going to go in the, you know, in some of these hours. Another thing I want you to think about, and I'll make it messy and Miranda will clean it up. Like, this is where I'm going to challenge you to think better. We have a member of the ACT dental community. I won't tell you where he is, but he's a young dentist, and he can produce over $100,000 a month without a handpiece. He's really heavy into airway and solving people's problems now, and he charges for his skill, judgment, and care. And he helped one mom, which sent another mom, which sent another mom, sent another mom, sent another mom. And his dad works in the practice, and he's like, that kid out produces me sometimes, and he doesn't even pick up a handpiece. Now, I love that story because here's my point. Dentistry, you can pick a path. But the path has to be filled with your passion. So don't think of this like I just got to do more per hour type of a thing. I also love it too. And Miranda, you've done many workshops on this. If you think really good about your production per hour, like think about this if you're a dentist. If your perio blocks are lined up with your restorative blocks on Tuesday mornings, it's super quiet. Wow, you didn't have to get up for a check. And you look at your hygienist production per hour, you're like, that's crazy. That's more than most dentists in the United States in some respects. So it's not about the money. It's really about thinking better over time. And it's magical when you're aware of these numbers and you can ask yourself questions. I'll stop there. Miranda.
Well, no, that's perfect because one of the best questions I think is just, is this the best use of our time? You know, are you delegating where you can delegate? And you're being a provider where you have to be a provider, but you're allowing your auxiliary team to perform procedures that they can perform on their own and really taking advantage of the time. When you were just talking about scaling root planning being next to a high value procedure, I think about something like a clear aligner therapy, you know, Invisalign, if you want to, you know, use name brand. But clear aligner therapy can be a 30-minute scan. And it's sometimes $7,000. And so in 30 minutes, you can be making $7,000 or, you know, producing $7,000 and maybe only $1,800 in 90 minutes for a crown prep. And so it's just about how you think about using your time. And then production per hour is just how that averages over a given period of time. And so asking yourself, you know, is this the best use of our time? Are we really maximizing our schedule and our team to be able to perform and fulfill and optimize not only the services we're providing, but also the schedule itself?
I love
it. So minimizing open time in the schedule is the biggest piece. And then use your function and accountability chart to determine who is accountable to your schedule optimization. It's great to have somebody on your team who really understands scheduling and how changes in decisions about where appointments are placed in the schedule impacts overall production and optimization.
Yeah, and I love that you said the word accountability and function accountability chart. And people struggle with this. I'm just gonna say this if you're a dentist. Like, it is awesome to make a dental assistant hold you accountable for how you use your time, because dentists left alone are not accountable to themselves. That's why they hire us, is that we make them accountable. But in the moment, hour per hour, if you have amazing people around you, ask them to help you. And if you have an assistant that understands, say, listen, I want to be better. Can you challenge me to be better? Challenge me on how I use my hours, how I talk about dentistry, and record data and give it back to me. It's probably going to frustrate you for a little bit, but I promise you, that's teamwork at the highest level. They're going to make you better in the moment so that your production per hour is better.
Well, I'll give one last example because I love real life examples. And I know we like to keep these bite-sized, so I won't take long. But I've worked with a team who was doing the doctor was doing the entire new patient appointment. It's 2 hours of time. They were taking the photos. They were doing the interview. They were doing the whole procedure because they felt like that was going to provide the greatest experience for the patient. But in the end, you have some really awesome team members who totally get the philosophy and the vision and the values of this practice, and they can do some of that for you, and you can be doing what only you can do, which is producing chairside. So you do sometimes have to stop and look a little bit outside of yourself and say, who do I have around me that can help this practice get where it needs to go and help our patients be taken care of in the best way possible?
Amen, sister. So well said. You're brilliant. So thank you for being on, Miranda, as always.
Yeah, I was glad to be here. Thanks for having me back.
What you guys don't know is she creates all the content. I just have to stay on the rails and follow what she has told me to do. And we're going to keep bringing it. You will be amazed by what we have in the future. We've got courses back in the Best Practice Association. My point is this. You might be listening to these and go, man, that's a lot. You guys don't understand. I'm busy. I got a lot going on. little by little, you keep showing up the podcast. You focus on one of these metrics. Just, you don't need to do all of them. Pick one and just say, listen, I'm just going to learn and ask some good questions. You'll see little by little, week by week, your practice is going to get better. You don't need perfect. All you have to do is progress. And that's what this is all about. We are a Help First organization. Our job is to help you, and you can help yourself by joining the Best Practice Association. It's free. Go back there. If you have an Apple, go back to the Apple App Store and search Best Practice Association. If you have an Android, you can go back into the Google Play Store and you can find Best Practice. So you start for free and you can upgrade, and you're going to see we have tools back there for you and your team, so you don't have to figure any of this out. This is all we do all day long. So join us in the Best Practices Association. And like I said, it's Monday. So I hope you guys enjoy your day and keep showing up. We'll keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it, so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.